You're listening to a message from Victory. In view of God's mercy, let us live out the gospel by loving God and others. Join us as we continue the book of Romans in our series, The Gospel Expressed.
Hi everyone, thank you for joining us on our online Sunday service. We're really happy that you are joining us now kahit November 1, and our prayer is that as you join us today, that you would have a mighty encounter with God. Okay? So again, if this is your first time joining us, we are Victory, we are a church, and we are here to honor God and make disciples. And we would like to invite you to join us every fourth Sunday of the month for communion. Okay? Kung sanay po kayo na every week kayo nagko-communion or probably once in a while, join us every fourth week or fourth Sunday of the month. We're going to have communion together on our online Sunday service, okay? So now, let's talk about the Word of God. We're actually in the middle of our series entitled The Gospel Expressed. And we are saying that, yes, the gospel has to be understood, but at the same time, it has to be expressed. It has to become part of our lives. Gusto po natin na makita to sa ating pamumuhay, sa ating araw-araw na buhay. That's why we are going to talk about this, and we're continuing it in our series. And actually, pinag-usapan po natin yung Book of Romans. And for the past many weeks, okay, so pinag-usapan natin to. We're actually on our second to the last preaching from the Book of Romans. So to start our preaching, let me say this statement. We would always encounter people who has a different take or opinion on things compared to us. We would always encounter people who has a different take or opinion on things compared to us. That's the truth of the matter. In fact, kami po nung asawa ko, nung bagong kasal pa lang kami, we have a different take when it comes to the idea of rest day. For her, pag sinabing rest day, ito yung araw na dapat ginagawa mo yung mga chores or gawaing bahay. For me naman po, pag sinabi mong rest day, it's a day to rest, to relax, to do nothing. So obviously, nung bago kami mag-asawa, medyo meron kami mga passionate discussions kung ano ba yung gagawin namin sa rest day namin. Buti na lang, we love each other, so we were able to resolve it. But clearly, we have different takes regarding certain matters. And that is true for us as well. Maybe for some of us, we have different takes when it comes to saan ba dapat pinipisel yung toothpaste pag gagamitin natin, sa gitna ba nung tube or dun sa end ng tube. Okay? Iba naman, iba't iba yung take natin when it comes to LeBron being referred to as a GOAT, okay, greatest of all time. Some people say yes, some people says no. Okay, yung iba, iba yung take natin when it comes to the right partner that a single person should look for. Sabi nung iba, dapat daw yung mahal ka. Sabi naman nung iba, yung dapat yung mahal mo. So, magkakaiba tayo ng take. Probably also in our services, ngayong pandemic season, alin ba dapat yung services na ina-attenda natin para ma-honor natin si God, yung online services o yung on-site services. We have different opinions or takes in certain things. And because that is the case, we would always encounter people who has a different take or opinion on things compared to us. Now, this is very important because we would encounter them not just in our homes or offices or classes, we would encounter them also in our church. And in the church that we are going to talk about, the church in Rome, they actually have varied opinions on certain matters as well. Sadly, these differences in their opinions caused them to have a division. That's why Paul had to write to them, addressing this concern and correcting them, exhorting them, so that they would be put back to the right way or to be aligned back to the will of God. So, importante po na mapag-usapan natin at matuto tayo sa lesson na to. Why? Because what happened to them can actually happen to us if we would not learn from their mistakes. What happened to them can happen to us if we would not learn from their mistakes. So now, let's talk about the scripture na focus natin ngayon. We're going to talk about Romans chapter 14, verse 1, up to Romans 15, verse 7. As you would notice, medyo mahaba po to, kaya ang babasahin lang muna natin ay Romans chapter 14, verse 1, and then Romans 15, verse 7. Okay, yung book ends nung covered na scripture natin. So, can you bring out your Bibles with you? We're gonna read it together. Romans chapter 14, verse 1, and then chapter 15, verse 7. Let me read it for you. It says here, As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. Let us pray. God, we thank you for this opportunity to learn from your scripture and to learn from the example of the church in Rome. I pray, God, that in the same way that they were aligned to your will, may you align us as well to your will. This we claim in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The common word that we would see in the scriptures that we read is the word welcome. Welcome. We usually use it, but ano ba yung ibig sabihin nun? Nung ginamit to ni Paul, when he used the word welcome, he actually meant that we are to receive or make room for someone in our lives. So when he said, make room for those who are weak in faith, he's saying na tanggapin mo siya, isama mo siya sa buhay mo, gawin mo siyang parte ng buhay mo. And this was the encouragement that Paul has for the church in Rome because that's exactly the action that they are having a hard time doing. Why? Because sabi ko nga po, they were divided. They have different opinions. And to be more specific, yung concern nila, yung debate nila, has something to do with their diet and Sabbath. Okay, diet and Sabbath po yung pinagtatalunan nila. And now, we want to learn from their mistake. That's why for this preaching, I want to share to you four reminders so that we would be able to stay united as a church even if there are differences between us when it comes to our opinions on certain matters, okay? Four reminders so that we would stay united as a church. And para po madali nating matandaan, tandaan lang po natin yung acronym na DIET. D-I-E-T. Diet. So sabihin mo nga dyan sa katabi mo, sa kasama mong nanonood ngayon, huwag kalimutan ang diet. Ayan, huwag natin kalimutan ang diet. Diet, letter D. D stands for different. In the previous chapters, before sa topic po natin ngayon, before chapter 14, Paul actually made it clear that we are meant to be the same on important things. That we are meant to be the same in certain things that are to be expressed because we understood the gospel. He said that because we understood the gospel, we are meant to be the same, that we are all supposed to worship our God with everything that we have. He also said that we are meant to be the same when it comes to loving others, even our enemies. We are to bless them even. He also said that we are also to submit ourselves to the human authority that God has placed upon our lives. We are meant to be the same in doing that. He also said that we are meant to be the same when it comes to staying away or abhorring sexual immorality, jealousy, and drunkenness. We are meant to be the same. But here, we would see in chapter 14 and chapter 15 that Paul was also painting a picture that there are concerns, there are issues or areas in our Christian walk that it's okay for us to be different. Okay lang po na magkakaiba tayo. Okay, and that's exactly what he presented in chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. Let me read that to you. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats and eats it in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. Clearly, Paul was presenting here that we are different. We are different. And the people in Rome came from different backgrounds. Yung iba sa kanila, Gentiles. Yung iba sa kanila, Jews yung background. We have different backgrounds. And the same with our church. Yung church po natin sa Metro East, iba't iba tayo ng background. We may say that we're all Christians, but we are probably coming from different a Christian background as well. Yung iba sa atin galing sa Baptist Church or Methodist or Protestant, iba sa atin Catholic before, iba't iba tayo. We may be believing on the same Jesus, the salvation that He has granted us, the Holy Spirit that is upon us, but nonetheless, we have different backgrounds. Okay? We would also see in the presentation of Paul that they have different levels of understanding of the gospel. Take note that in verse 1 and verse 2, he made mention of those who are weak in faith, those who are eating vegetables. So, ibig sabihin po ba noon na kapag vegetarian ka, mahina na yung faith mo, di ba? Kawawa naman yung mga vegetarian na kasama natin sa church, di ba? Hindi po yun yung literal meaning noon. We have to understand the context because when he said, those who eat vegetables are weak in faith, he's actually referring to those people who, yes, believes in Jesus as the way for salvation. He believes that they were cleansed through Jesus. But at the same time, they are still adhering strictly, okay, to the dietary laws of Moses. Because in the Old Testament, when Moses gave those dietary laws, it was simply put there so that people would comply to it so that they could come to the presence of God. It was said there that there are certain food, okay, especially mga meat. They are not allowed to eat that because those are being offered to idols, making it unclean. So pag kinain mo yon, unclean ka na rin, hindi ka na worthy lumapit sa presence ni God. So it's there, and these people, apparently, those that nire-refer ni Paul as weak in faith, are still practicing. Now, bakit sinabing weak in faith? It simply means that their understanding of the gospel is not yet in full realization. Hindi pa nila fully naintindihan. Why? Kasi it's also said in Mark 7 and in the book of Acts, and even in this text in verse 14, that Jesus already cleansed us. That there's nothing outside our body that could make us clean. And in Christ, if we are in Christ, if we are have Jesus in our lives, He has already made us clean. So, ibig sabihin, it supersedes whatever law or practices that they used to have. Now, Paul was just simply saying here, this is the reality, na magkakaiba pa tayo ng level of understanding of the gospel. Not to say na ang sama naman ng mga weak in faith or those who are still vegetarian, but he's just saying na ganun talaga eh. Iba't iba tayo ng level of understanding of the gospel. Iba sa atin, bago pa. Iba sa atin, hindi pa naiintindihan, hindi pa nare-reveal sa atin. And ganun din naman, di ba, sa panahon natin ngayon, there are people who are part of our church who are still new, pero hindi pa ganun ka-deep, hindi pa ganun ka-mature yung understanding nila of their relationship with God. All they know is that Jesus saved them, that they have surrendered their lives to God. Pero yung expression nun, yung manifestation nun, iba't iba pa. Why? Kasi iba't iba pa nga yung level of understanding of the gospel that we have. It's being presented by Paul in those passages. He is also saying here that because of those understanding, because of those background, people also have different convictions in honoring God. Okay, in verse 6, says there, the one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in the honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. Okay? God speaks to us personally. And a lot of times, He would lead us to different convictions or different expressions of honoring Him. To give an example, two different people could attend the same preaching about work, honoring God with their work, and come out of that preaching having different convictions. One may hear from God a conviction that they are supposed to spend less time with their work and spend it with their family. But another person could come out of that preaching, applying it, having the conviction na kailangan niyang magkaroon ng more time for work because he is not being a good steward of his work. Obviously, same revelation, same God, same word, different conviction. This is the picture that Paul was presenting here. He was simply saying, we have to accept, we have to realize that in a church, in our church, we are different. But this is very crucial for us to understand. Kasi pag parte ka ng church, we would always encounter people in church who has a different take or opinion on things compared to us. For the church in Rome, it was their opinion about diet and Sabbath. And it caused them division. We cannot afford to let it happen to us. Maybe in our church, maybe in your church, the people that you would encounter have different takes when it comes to the kind of music there that we are supposed to listen to. Yung iba gusto hymnas, yung iba gusto medyo rock, medyo may electric guitar, may drums. Different takes. Iba, different opinions when it comes to the hairstyle and the get-up when you are attending a service. Dapat ba yung buhok naka-braid, bawal naka-lugay, bawal ba sleeveless, o okay lang yung naka-sleeveless? What should be the standard? We have different opinions, different takes. Views on social drinking. Is it okay for a Christian to drink socially? Okay, hindi natin pinag-uusapan yung drunkenness because malinaw yun sa Bible. That's a sin. Social drinking. Sip lang. Isang lagok lang. Is it okay? Is it not? We have different opinions on that. Political views, beliefs about the Holy Spirit, beliefs about our free will, iba't iba tayo. Okay? And when we do encounter those people, the question is, how will we respond? Will we respond just like those in the Roman church? They basically judged them, they argued with them, or will we follow the way that Paul is telling us, the way that God is telling us? And here, he's exhorting us, do not quarrel over opinions. Do not pass judgment. But the question is why? Why is Paul so strong in pushing for these actions, for these applications? Why? Because of I. Diba? The different I stands for in Christ. Paul is saying to the church in Rome, being in Christ is your identity. And God is saying to us right now, being in Christ is your identity. And if that is your identity, it implies that we live and die to honor God. We live and die to honor God. Verse 7 says, for none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both to the dead and to the living. We are to live and die for the Lord. That's the whole purpose of our being. And it also says in Scripture that if you are in Christ, we believe that God is our ultimate judge. Ibig sabihin nun, we are meant to leave the judging up to Him. Na siya yung magja-judge sa atin, siya yung magja-judge sa mga tao sa paligid natin regarding their opinions, regarding their beliefs. The scripture in chapter 14 also tells us that we are about God's kingdom, and His kingdom has always been about righteousness, peace, joy, from the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit. Verse 17 says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. This is what we are supposed to be about. Ibig sabihin, we are meant to be advocates of these things. So, having considered that we are in Christ, Paul is saying, that's why, yes, we are different, but we are in Christ. We are different, but we are in Christ. Therefore, do not quarrel over opinions. Why? Kasi it does not honor God. Do not pass judgment because you are not the ultimate judge. God is the ultimate judge. Leave the judging to Him. And you yourselves would be judged. So, kumbaga, ipaubaya mo yun kay God. Do not despise. Why? Because despising other people does not propagate peace, joy, or even righteousness. And lastly, he even said in the scripture, in the text that we have, that we are not to cause another to stumble. Our actions, whether to do something or not to do something, is not meant to cause another to stumble. For example, when you are in the case of the Roman church, he was basically saying, pag kinain mo ba yan, does it cause someone to stumble? Or does it push other people away from the church? Or does it break the work? Or sinisira ba nito yung work ni God sa buhay niya? Sometimes it's the conflict in the church or within the relationships within the church that destroys the work of God in their lives. They stumbled. Nawawala sila sa church. And even in our time today, gano'n na ba karami yung mga tao na nawala sa church? Simply because they encountered someone who is so strong in their opinion na about certain convictions. Again, we're not talking about sin here. We're not talking about what the Bible had made clear na ito, dapat ginagawa mo kay God to, ito pag ginawa mo to, kasalanan to. We're talking about convictions, applications, expressions of what God has commanded us in Scripture. Sometimes we are so strong in pushing for our own conviction na dapat ganito ka rin. That people tends to have conflict, and some people, out of frustration, out of heartbreak, they would distance themselves from the church, from us, and even leave the church. Paul was saying, we are not supposed to be a stumbling block for other people. Some people naman, yung because of our bad, para sa kanila, bad example tayo. He was saying here, if eating a certain food would cause other people to stumble, wag mo na lang kainin. Because your conviction is between you and God. God knows that you want to honor Him. God knows that this is your desire. But if eating that would make that person go away from God, then wag na lang. It's a conscious decision to surrender one's freedom. Yun yung sinasabi ni Paul when he exhorted people not to be a stumbling block to another. Instead of doing these things, he's saying, this is what you're supposed to do. Letter E, edify or build up. Edify or build up. Romans 14 verse 19 in ESV says, so then, let us pursue what makes for peace, for mutual upbuilding. In NIV, it says, let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. So, we're supposed to edify or build up the people around us, but how would we know if we're actually doing it? Let me give you three checks for us to know. Una, is it done out of love? Romans 14 verse 15 says, for if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. We are supposed to walk in love. We're supposed to do things out of love. Okay? So tanong natin sarili natin. Pag ginawa ko ba to, am I doing it out of love for that person? Let me differentiate to you tolerance, avoidance, and love. Pag sinabi mong tolerance, ganito yan sa picture. Kanina sinabi ko na magkaiba kami ng take ng asawa ko when it comes to rest day. Siya, gusto niya rest day, nagcho-chores. Ako rest day, nagpapahinga lang, walang ginagawa. Tolerance looks like this. Walang pakialamanan. Che, kung gusto mong mag-chores on a rest day, mag-chores ka. Basta ako, magpapahinga ako. Hindi ko kita pipigilan, huwag mo rin akong pigilan. Tolerance. Ganon din sila. Misan, kung anong paniniwala mo, bahala ka sa paniniwala mo. Basta yung paniniwala ko, ito yung paniniwala ko. Avoidance ganito. Sige na nga, che, maghuhugas na ako ng pinggan, magtatapon ako ng basura, gagawin ko lahat yung chores na yan. Huwag lang tayong mag-away. Pero alam mo lang sa loob mo, napupuno ka. But the problem with that is, dadating ka sa tipping point, punong-puno ka na, maiinis ka na, lagi na lang ikaw ang nasusunod. Kasi for the longest time, you're just avoiding the conflict. This is love. Love is saying, sige, gawin ko. Let me try na minsan, maghuhugas ako ng pinggan on a rest day, maglilinis tayo ng bahay, yun lang yung gagawin natin. And minsan, ikaw din, try mo din, rest din tayo maghapon. And in doing so, we're doing it because we want to understand each other. We're doing it because we want to give each other a chance to influence each other. And true enough, nung ginawa namin yun, nakita niya yung merit na rest day, dapat pala nagre-rest din tayo sa rest day. At ako rin, nakita ko rin yung merit na dapat pala nilalagyan din namin ng chores yung rest day. Why? Because it was done out of love. It is with consideration. Bible is saying that's how you are supposed to build up. The actions that you do, whether to do it or not to do it, has to be out of love. Also, it leads to peace. You ask yourself, kapag ginawa ko ba to, ano yung ending? Away ba? Conflict ba? O peace? Because it's meant to lead to peace. And also, it's meant to be done by faith. Romans 14:23 says, but whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. Simply put, it's saying na kapag ginawa mo by faith mo gawin, ibig sabihin, it's meant to please God. So we ask ourselves, kapag ginawa ko ba to, is it gonna please God? Is God going to be honored in doing this? Because if He is, then let me do it. Okay? Simply put, Paul is exhorting us na yes, we are different, but are in Christ. Thus, we are to edify each other. Thus, we edify each other. And lastly, okay, so alam ko medyo humahaba tayo, pero ang pangit naman pag tinapos natin yung acronym natin, D-I-E lang, DIE. So kahit medyo mahaba, idugtong na po natin yung last word natin, T, okay, diet, which means together. Romans 15, verses 5 to 6 in New Living Translation says, "May God who gives this patience and encouragement help you live in complete harmony with each other as fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." This scripture is telling us that God meant us to be together. It is His plan all along. It is His design for you and for me. When God called us to follow Him, we are meant to follow Him together with other people who are different compared to us. And ano ba yung pinapagawa sa atin ni God? We are meant to worship Him together. We are meant to honor God together. In fact, pag tinignan po natin yung ending ng story, ending ng plan ni God sa atin, it's exactly the picture of being together. In the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 9 to 10 says here, "After this I looked and behold a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages." Such a picture of people who are different. But guess what? They're doing the same thing because they are in Christ. Standing before the throne and the Lord, and standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, worshiping, honoring God, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Therefore, what Paul is trying to say to us, what God is trying to impart to us is this, that yes, we are different, but are in Christ. Thus, we edify each other as a church called to be together. As a church called to be together. As I close, Paul reminded the church in Rome why we can welcome those who are different to us and how or what should be the standard when it comes to welcoming them. He said it in chapter 15, verse 7. He said, "Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God." Dissecting lang po natin ng konti for the remaining minute. Sabi doon, Christ welcomed you, you and me. God has welcomed us. The Bible says, even before we became part of the church. Yung us po na yun, yung you na yun, that's the us before we became part of the church. God welcomed us even before we understood the gospel. God welcomed us even we said sorry to Him for all the sins that we have committed. God welcomed us even before we invited Him or we welcomed Him in our life. Ganun po ka-welcoming si God. God welcomed us, the Bible says, while we were still sinners. That's the us. And that's the us that God welcomed in His life. And the Bible says, when we welcome other people, whether they are from the church or from outside the church, the Bible says, this is the standard. As Christ has welcomed us. Ibig sabihin nun, katulad nung ginawa ni Jesus. How did He welcome us? By dying on the cross for us. By welcoming us lovingly, not for any hidden agenda. He welcomed us sacrificially. Diba, I'm sure it was not convenient for Him. Dying on the cross. For people not like Him, He is holy, we are not. We are sinners, for His enemies even. It's not fun. It's not comfortable. It's painful even. And He welcomed us unconditionally. No ifs. He did not say, I'll welcome you if Lagi kang magsa-Sunday service. Yung magta-tight ka kahit pandemic. Or dapat ginagawa mo to. Magbabasa ka ng Bible cover to cover. Not unconditional. He welcomed us. And He welcomed us by dying on the cross. And God is saying, that is why you can do it. That's why you could have the confidence na kaya mo din gawin. But at the same time, it also convicts us na parang, God, kung ginawa mo nga yun to that extent, how can I not welcome a brother? How can I not welcome someone in church na magkaiba lang kami ng opinion on certain things? Or even, how can I not welcome someone outside from the church simply because in my mind, they are not worthy? Simply because in my mind, makasalanan sila. You see, God welcomed us. And God is commanding us, telling us, welcome other people as well, as Christ has welcomed us. Four applications that I could think of to apply what we have learned today. One, we could worship God. Worship God, just appreciate Him, live for Him, because of the welcome that He gave us, the love that He gave to us. Another, we could welcome other Christians into our life. Sometimes, we're so content already na, God, may relationship naman ako sa'yo. Tayong dalawa na to forever. But how about opening your life to other Christians, to other people in the church? They're not perfect. You may have different opinions with them on certain things, but guess what? You are both in Christ. God called you to be together. Let's welcome them. Maybe for some of us, God is moving us to welcome other people to become part of His church. Not just Victory Metro East, but for them to have a relationship with God. Maybe there, God is moving you to invite your neighbor, your friends, your relatives, someone in your village. Welcome them so that they may encounter God. Or probably you are here and you're listening for the first time, and what God is leading you to do is to welcome Him into your life, because you know you don't have a relationship with Him yet. My prayer is that as God welcomed us, we would respond to Him accordingly. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for indeed You are a God who welcomes us regardless of our beliefs, regardless of our backgrounds, regardless how different we are from other people. You're a God who welcomes us to You, to our relationship with You. And thank You, Father, for today we are reminded of that love. We are reminded of that acceptance. We are reminded of that mindfulness that You have towards us. Lord, thank You for welcoming us. And in the same way that You have welcomed us, Father, I pray that we would be able to do the same to the people around us, to others, Lord. Thank You, God. I want to pray for some of you in this at this time. Maybe you are here, you are joining us in this video, in this broadcast, and you just know that God is pointing things in your heart, things that you need to repent of because you just pushed people away from the church or probably from their relationship with God simply because they had a different opinion on certain matters of their faith. Maybe that's you. Like God saying, my son, my daughter, would you be right with me in that area? Would you repent? Would you ask forgiveness? You know who you are. If that is you, would you bow your heads with me and pray this prayer? Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the times that I'm so legalistic. I'm so pushy when it comes to the things that I believe, to the convictions that I have, to the point that I caused other people to stumble. I pushed them away from You. I even hindered them from coming to You. Lord, I'm very sorry. I repent for doing them. I declare, Father, that in the same way that You have welcomed me, I would now welcome them. I would now help them so that they may understand more and more about You. Lord, I receive Your forgiveness and I receive the fresh infilling so that I could fulfill what You have called me to do, to welcome people to Your kingdom, to our relationship with You. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to pray for another group of people. Maybe you are here and you're those people who have been pushed away from the church or probably from our relationship with God because of differences in opinions and convictions. Maybe you are here and you're joining us. Kaya nga, maybe iba sa inyo, kaya kayo online na lang nanonood. Kasi you don't want relationships anymore. But God is saying, would you go back to that relationship? Would you go back to that church? Would you start by releasing forgiveness to those people who hurt you? If that is you, would you pray this prayer with me? We're going to pray and release forgiveness. Bow your heads, close your eyes. Lord, in behalf of those who are hurt right now because of the rejection that they have received from people, from church, from people who had different opinions compared to them, Lord, thank you. For we know that you understand our pain, you understand our hurt. But today, Father, because you are calling us to be together in your church, Lord, we are choosing to release forgiveness to these people. Lord, they may have hurt us, they may have caused pain to us, but today we surrender them to you and we declare that we are forgiving them. Can you mention their name? Lord, we are forgiving this person. We release them from doing those things to me. And today, I'm making a decision that once more, I would allow myself, I would open myself to new relationships in church, to a new relationship with you. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Lastly, one more group of people I want to pray for. Maybe you are here and what God is speaking to you is for you to welcome Him in your life. Would you make that decision? Would you accept Him in your life right now? If that is your decision, would you pray this prayer with me? Jesus, thank you for running after me. Thank you for inviting me to have a relationship with you. Today, I welcome you in my life. I ask forgiveness for the sins that I have done. I ask for your new life to be upon me. And thank you, Father, for right now, through Jesus Christ, I can receive this new life. I can receive this fresh start, and I can live for you. So today, God, I welcome you in my life. I welcome you, dwell in my heart, and direct my life from this day on. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. If you are those people that made that decision, I want you to know that you made the best decision in your entire life. And we want to help you grow more in your walk with God. So please help us connect to you. So scan nyo lang po yung QR code flash on your screen or probably contact us through the contact number or probably just sabihin mo lang, I accepted Jesus sa comment section. He would reach out to you and he would help you grow in your walk with God. Alright? So for the rest of us, can we do this? Can we just commit this week our lives to God and just honor Him? Let me speak this blessing to you. Let me read to you the book of Romans chapter 15 verse 13 in the New Living Translation. The Bible says here, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray this scripture to everyone who joined us today. I claim, God, that throughout the week that you would experience your hope, your joy, your peace as we trust you. And thank you, God, that as the power of the Holy Spirit overflows in us, we would be ambassadors of your goodness and blessing to other people. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do in us and through us. This we claim in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.